Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, I would like to teach you about how to say boat in Chinese. We have a captain here, Mauricio Rossi. Mauricio is not only captain, he is the co-founder and vice chairman of Edge Farm, which is a listed company in Italy, and also he was the owner of a shoe company called Rossi Moda, which was acquired by Louis Vuitton. Okay, hi, Mauricio, 你好.
Hi, ciao.
Ciao. Right, the boat. You were a captain and you sailed.
Yeah, you know, it's a very simple story. It's my story as a captain. I'm not really the captain, as you can imagine. When I was like at school, I was pretty bored by the school system.
Okay.
I was really very bored. I'm a kind of person that I want to just to do what I like to do it. And at some point, I was so passionate about the sea, sailing, and the idea, you know, because I just love the sea. It's kind of freedom. It's kind of inspiring. So I decided to say, I want to study. I want to learn to be a captain because eventually I want to go to sail all the seas.
Yeah, around the world.
Around the world. So, and that was, I took over 2 years, almost 3 years, to become a ship captain.
Right.
And it was very, but I never took the position to be a captain of a ship.
Right.
But eventually I became a racer, a powerboat racer, an offshore powerboat racer.
Mm-hmm.
So I was racing two world championship, and for at least 3 to 4 years, I did racing.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So, of course, to do the sailing thing on the boat, there's also the boat. And in Chinese, there's only one word called 船.
船?
船.
船?
Yeah. It's the second tone. 船.
船.
Yeah. And 船 could mean anything. Could be a ship, could be the boat, could be vessel.
Right.
And to know what type, we just need to add something in the front. For example, if that's a big boat, a ship, then we say 大船.
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 Yeah, that's a large boat.
Yes.
And then could be like a big ship.
Yeah. Okay.
And then to say a small boat, like a canoe, then like 小船.
小船.
Yeah, 小. Do you remember my
yes,
name? 小.
小.
Yeah.
小.
Yeah, 小. Yeah, and my name is exactly the same pronunciation, but different meaning. The meaning of my name is the dawn, early morning, but then exactly the same sound also means 小 with different character. Yeah, 小船.
小船.
Yeah, that's small boat. And then a fishing boat, it's 渔船.
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 That's it, 鱼.
鱼.
Yeah, 鱼 is fishing.
Okay.
And in this case, it's actually the combination between water and fish.
Huh.
So water and fish together means fishing. 渔船.
渔船.
And then to say the freighter, the big ship,
yeah,
moving cargoes around, we say 货船.
货船.
Yeah, 货.
货.
货船.
货船.
Yeah, 货 means cargo.
Okay.
And then the ship moving goods around is 货船.
Okay. 货船.
Yes, 货船. And then we have so many different type of boats. Boat is 船.
船.
Yeah, and then a captain of the boat, then we say 船长.
船长.
Yeah, 船长.
船长.
Yeah, 船长. 船 is the same, the boat.
Yeah.
And then 长 means the chief.
Okay.
Yeah, the chief of the boat, 船长.
船长.
That's it. And then when you started your education to train as a captain, you probably need to get on the boat quite a bit. So to say to get on the boat, we say 上船.
上船.
上船, that's it. Did you need to get on the boat a lot? You did a racing?
Yes, of course. There was a lot of practices. There was a lot of...
Are you still doing it?
No. I did it between 20 to 25.
Right, that's probably a couple of years ago.
No, 20 to... I was 20, 25.
I know.
I was saying
that was a couple of years ago. I was trying to flatter you.
Unfortunately.
Right, to say get on the boat is 上船, and to say get off the boat is 下船.
下船.
Yeah, 下船. 上船, 上 means to go above or to go up. So 上船 is to get on the boat.
上船.
上船 and then to get off the boat, 下船。
下船。
Perfect. And 下 means to go down, or that indicates somewhere down there, something down there. So 下船 is to get off. But if you say 船下, you swap 船 and 下, that means underneath the boat.
船下。
船下 means underneath the boat.
Okay.
And then earlier I said to get on the boat is 上船. If you swap 船 and 上 to say 船上, that means above the boat, you are on the boat. 船上.
船上.
Yeah, that means you are on the boat.
Yeah.
Am I confusing you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but all you need to remember is 船, 船 is boat, and doesn't matter what type of boat.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a collective term. So when you did the racing, you are there to win.
Yes, of course. That's a pure sport.
Mm-hmm.
And to race with an offshore powerboat, it's like a matter need to be two people to drive a boat.
Mm-hmm.
So you need a driver and you need a throttle man.
Right.
So one just control the gas and the powers. The other guy take care of the direction and the drive of the mm-hmm. boat. And especially right. because the boat fly on the water, you know, it's a lot of waves. It's not as you can imagine. It's not like a relaxing sailing, but it's mm-hmm. pretty much hectic driving.
Right. And then what was the distance roughly?
Some races was based on endurance. Mm-hmm. So the largest I did, it was Venice to Monte Carlo. So it was just the tour of all Italy.
Right.
But usually races is maybe about 100 miles. It's not much about the distance,
mm-hmm.
but it's a kind of speed because we're talking about boats that today are reaching speed about 150 miles an hour
mm-hmm.
on the waves. So it's kind of fast.
Wow, that's fascinating. And then I guess there was a lot of problem solving and crisis management as well, in addition to the purpose of winning.
Of course, it's always there to get a boat getting much faster. And, you know, it's competition and racing is fascinating because there's a lot of teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of engineering. Yeah, you have to improve the mechanics and you have to get the right strategies.
Mm-hmm.
And the strategy depends. Is it going to be a rough water or just be calm water? And yeah, it's more or less like what happened in most of more sports.
Yeah, Mauricio, I can see why you are one of the most successful entrepreneurs in Europe. And from your passion in a racing boat and then your dedication to train yourself to become a captain when you were very young and to building the successful, amazing shoe business being acquired by LVMH. And later on, you are doing H Farm, which is actually a connecting the dot, combining your entrepreneurial spirit into the experience, into innovation technology. And then you are giving back to the young people and to the society and community. Incredible story, Mauricio. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, my dear.
Okay, today we talk about boat, 船. A big boat is 大船, small boat, 小船. Fishing boat, 渔船. The freighter, 货船. To say the captain, we say 船长. Thank you so much, Mauricio. I hope everybody you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to come back tomorrow for more Talk Chinese. Bye.
Ciao, ciao a tutti. Bye bye.